It is now time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke and Adam each have 3. Roxanne has 2.
Roxanne, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. After making landfall on Wednesday, Hurricane Maria left all of blank without power.
Puerto Rico.
Yes. On Tuesday, Special Counsel Blank requested extensive White House records and email correspondence.
Mueller.
Yes, Mueller. On Thursday, Facebook announced that they would turn over political ads bought by blank in 2016.
Russia.
In protest of the so-called dictatorship of President Rodrigo Duterte, on Thursday, thousands of people marched in blank.
In the Philippines.
Right, after what they say had become a daily occurrence, an Australia liquor store announced it would no longer accept blank for payment.
Kangaroos.
No money customers had kept in their underwear. It's gross. In the continuing fallout from their massive data breach, two executives at blank resigned this week.
Equifax.
Right. Best known for inspiring Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull, boxing champion blank passed away at the age of 95.
Jake LaMotta.
Right. A man in Singapore is facing up to 2 years for public endangerment after he blanked.
He rode down the middle of the road, naked, on a bicycle, with a duck.
No. He got into the habit of booby-trapping the bus seat next to him so that no one could sit there. 4 times over the past year, officials caught this 60-year-old man jabbing toothpicks into the seat next to him, presumably to dissuade people from sitting next to him. After his 4th offense, the man was charged with endangering the public and now faces 2 years in prison. In his defense, the man's attorney said, "Now, my client may not be perfect." Ow! Did you do that to my chair? Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Well, she did well. 6 right, 12 more points. She now has a total of 14 and the lead.
Well done. Well, we flipped a coin and Luke has elected to go last. That means, Adam, you're up next. Fill in the blank. This week, rescue workers rushed to help survivors after another powerful earthquake struck blank.
Mexico City.
Right. Saying that he wanted more privacy, blank gave up his secret service protection this week.
Tillerson?
No, Donald Trump Jr. A Pennsylvania man arrested for breaking into a home carrying 2 cases of beer said he did it because blank.
He couldn't trust himself to do it sober?
No, he didn't want to drink alone. Thanks to continued conservation efforts, the snow leopard was officially removed from the blank this week.
The endangered species list.
Yes. Police in Colorado are asking for the public's help in identifying a woman accused of doing what while out for jogs?
Pee?
You're so close, but I'm afraid this is the woman known as the Mad Pooper of Colorado Springs.
Morning runs should have given it away.
Yeah. The homeowners in this neighborhood put up a sign that said, quote, "To the jogger that uses our walkway as a toilet, please, we're begging you, stop." However, the Mad Pooper of Colorado Springs remains at large. Even though she is only seen in one neighborhood, people don't know where she lives. They're worried she just might be squatting somewhere. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Well, Adam, you got 2 right. 4 more, total of 7, and Roxanne still leads.
Yes. Well, how many, then, does Luke Burbank need to win?
Well, you only need 6.
Good Lord, Luke.
You can do that.
This. Here we go. This is for the game, Luke, fill in the blank. This week, it was revealed that investigators had wiretapped former Trump campaign chairman Blank before and after the election.
Manafort.
Right. On Wednesday, Spanish police raided Catalan government offices to block a referendum on Blank.
Independence.
Right. According to a new report, the water crisis in Blank had an effect on the city's fertility rates.
Flint.
Right. On Monday, New Hampshire's new Blank decriminalization law went into effect.
Marijuana.
Yes. This week, former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott revealed one of his greatest regrets while in office was Blank.
Not spending all that money from his underwear on beer.
No. His greatest regret was the time he ate a raw onion like it was an apple on live TV. On Monday, retailer Blank announced they were filing for bankruptcy protection.
Toys R Us.
Right. HBO's Big Little Lies and Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale were the big winners at this year's Blank Awards.
Emmys.
Right. This week, a crab in China is being praised for its heroism after it blanked.
Sauteed itself in delicious butter.
No. It climbed out of the pot it was being cooked in and then turned off the stove. The crab, this was apparently caught on a kitchen security cam, the crab who was sharing the pot with several other crustaceans was filmed throwing itself over the lid and then using its claws to swing in the stove's knobs until the flame was turned off. It then put on a leather jacket, hopped on a motorcycle, and jumped a barbed wire fence. Bill, did Luke do well enough to win?
He needed 6. He got 6! And he's this week's winner with 15.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was very impressive.
I feel like a crab who just escaped from a pot.